Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I think we have to think about how do we do a better job? How do we, you know, maintain maybe some of that frustration we have as we travel this Thanksgiving season? Maybe we should say please and thank you to our pilots and to our flight attendants. I think, again, I call this just maybe dressing with some respect. Whether it's a pair of jeans and a decent shirt, I would encourage people to maybe dress a little better, which encourages us to maybe behave all a little better. Let's try not to wear slippers and pajamas as we come to the airport. I think that's positive.
that was a Trump administration official giving just some words of wisdom to travelers this Thanksgiving season. And it's almost comedy, but I don't know if you have traveled recently and seen what some people view as appropriate attire in an airport or in a flight. And you see old pictures. I'm young, I'm in my 30s, but you see old pictures from the glory days of airline travel, and you see all these people dressed up and just caring about how they look, caring about how they present themselves in public spaces, showing respect. And you look at today, and it's funny, but I actually, some people have been critical of that statement, the fact that, government officials says that. And it also goes on, by the way, to tell people to not take their shoes off or prop their feet up on the seat in front of them. I've got to say, as somebody who flies a lot, I actually fully support and endorse that message. It's sad that we have to say that and remind people of that, but, how we interact with and how we represent ourselves and conduct ourselves in public spaces, it really does matter. By the way, that's our culture. So if we disrespect, if you got to dress like a schlub because your comfort is number one and you couldn't care less if your feet are off and are stinking up the place and like making other, like that's a cultural problem. Ever noticed? Trump got in trouble for some comments about third world countries, you likely remember. But have you ever noticed that a lot of those places, what we think of cities falling apart. We think of half-built buildings, trash in the streets, like people not taking care of themselves, like it just in appearance or in what they wear. And like they don't care. They don't value what they have. Because, that's actually a character trait, is taking care of things you have. And I know I might be talking, I don't want to step on some toes, but that one neighbor that you have that just doesn't care and everybody else does. And then that one eyesore that's sitting there, it's like, come on, show some respect. Like that's something. I have little kids and I'm always thinking like, how do I instill and teach them to respect the things that they have, to be good stewards from a Christian perspective, be good stewards of what they have. Because that's what we're called to do. Well, this next story, I actually think is a good thing. And I'd be interested to see if you got an opinion, text it in, let me hear it. It's about Greenville. Last night, there was a vote from the Greenville City Council. And I got to say, in general, Greenville, not much good comes out of Greenville City Council or Greenville City anymore. That being said, it is still the jewel of South Carolina and the jewel of the South, Greenville is. And I'm not biased because I'm from here. I'm just saying that's objectively true. Charleston's nice too. And there's other places. But Greenville City Council has this ordinance. They put up this public camping ordinance ban, which would ban people from sleeping or living on public property except for recreational reasons like napping, sunbathing, or resting in a park during normal use. Now, why would they do this? Well, I don't need to tell you why. I mean, I know there's listeners from all over, but everybody comes to Greenville because, right, it's the jewel of the South and the jewel of South Carolina. So I know you've all been here. If you haven't, get here. It's still amazing, even if our city council struggles in some areas. I think that the important thing is, if you've gone recently, you will notice that we have a homelessness problem, a growing homelessness problem, and a growing crime problem. And it's been widely talked about. People are concerned with it. People have been complaining about it, saying we've got to do something. And this one of the city council members puts up this ordinance, and very common sense, in my opinion. Like, yes, you shouldn't be living and sleeping in public spaces. It kind of goes back to what we just said. Like, let's encourage good behavior. Let's encourage people to be respectful and make good decisions and take care of our public spaces. Well, what happened with this common sense ordinance? The Democrats, not surprisingly, put up this big opposition, and they encourage people to show up and say, we got to vote against this. It's terrible. And, you know, when I saw that, I was like, okay, here we go. You know, it's not going to pass because the city council's not run that great, in my opinion. And I thought with the Democrat opposition, it's going to get tanked. And, you know, such is life. Sad for Greenville. Well, I have good news. I was wrong. And it passed last night narrowly. It narrowly passed last night with a vote of 4-3, which I could just stop there and say it's crazy that three people voted against it. But we'll leave it alone because it passed. And I think it's good news. If you're convicted of these violations, you could potentially get 30 days incarceration or a fine, initial fine of up to $10, which doesn't sound like much, but you are potentially and likely dealing with people that are in tough situations. So I think that's understandable. If you repeatedly are violating this and just flouting it, you can get up to a $500 fine. After they discussed this with people that deal with the homeless community and brought in input from different people, which I think is a good thing. You should always do it when passing any kind of legislation. They are attempting to really not immediately jump on them and punish them, but try to actually get them, if it's somebody that's in a tough situation, get them connected to service providers and get them help. And for law enforcement to figure out, is this really something where somebody needs help, or is it somebody that's blatantly flouting the law? And that's really their goal. They say that. They want to encourage that first. That's the goal of it. But also to enforce a law that you can't really, it's anti-vagrancy is what it is. So I think this is good news for Greenville. And I think that other cities should follow suit. And as I said, somebody posted in that the beginning of that, it felt judgy. Well, you know, the Trump administration stuff and talking about people, encouraging people to dress better and respect things. You know, I can understand what you're saying, and yet I think you're absolutely wrong. Like, it may sound quote unquote judgy, but expecting people to make good decisions and to take care of especially things in our public spaces, I think it should absolutely be expected. I mean, you know what? Recently, I was talking to somebody about in South Carolina. You know, sometimes when you drive around to other states, you run into their public works and you see the bridges that they build, or you see projects that they put money into. And now I'm a hardline conservative, and that may be putting it mildly. Founder of the Freedom Caucus, always trying to like cut wasteful spending in the budget. Like, that's one of the main things we focused on. And yet, as a staunch conservative, I believe that the things the government does, they should do very well. Our roads should be in great condition. Our bridges should actually look nice. I'm sorry if this is radical. But just, you know, like throwing stuff up there and with, you know, metal sticking out randomly and like sloppy paving jobs in front of people's houses. And so, I'm sorry. Like, why, that really is not okay. And actually, I've for a long time thought there needs to be an intentionality in South Carolina. You know, we have this amazing history of architecture and beauty that people think of when they think of South Carolina. And I just think that the government has really not been living up to that. Shoddy work. And you say why? It's like, oh, well, you just think we need to spend more money. No, actually, we don't need to spend more money. We just need to stop wasting the money on all these frivolous projects and all this wasteful spending, specifically in earmarks, and actually fund the core government functions well. Let's stop building Soviet-style hideous schools that are objectively ugly and bridges that look kind of trashy. How about we actually do things beautifully and pass ordinances and policies that encourage our culture to strive for something better? I don't know. Just my thoughts. All right, coming up. You might be surprised to hear that Nikki Haley's son is slightly different politically than Nikki. Some might say he's rabidly conservative and pushing some policies that I think are going to quite surprise you. So don't go anywhere. We're going to hear Nayland Haley's political views that have been going quite viral lately. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Savacious, News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back. And I have to say, I really struck a nerve with the last segment, and I actually am surprised. Full disclosure, when I was looking, I wanted to talk about the ban on the camping and dealing with homelessness in Greenville. And I also wanted to play the clip of the Trump administration saying, basically, hey, everybody, maybe try to just act a little better on the busy, because today's the busiest travel day, one of the busiest of the year. Some are arguing it's the busiest. And so if you're flying, the Trump administration encouraged people, hey, you know, don't wear pajamas and slippers. Don't take your shoes off on the flight. Don't be rude to TSA workers. You know, just really basic stuff. And a bunch of people, especially liberals, were saying this is embarrassing for the administration to say these kind of trivial things. And I'm sitting there going, I'm all for it. I think it's about time we encourage people to just act better in public, respect our public spaces better. As I said, I think it's fundamental to our culture, how we treat each other, how we treat people that are public servants, how we present ourselves in public, how we treat the public spaces, like taking care of roads and schools. All of that says everything about our culture, what we value, what kind of respect we have for each other and for the things that we've built and that we have at our disposal. If you disrespect those and you trash them, well, that shows what your values are and what your culture is. Well, I was not expecting the flood of text messages that came in. I think it may be one of the more spicy things that we've talked about, because most people actually agree. There's a few that are like, oh, that's so judgmental. Most people are saying completely agree. And they've been really saddened by how our culture, even here in the South, how people have really just kind of dropped a lot of standards or of maybe you call it decency, whatever you'd like to call. But yeah, it was interesting to see. I think most people agree it's a problem. We wish our public spaces were nicer. We think it's good to encourage people. There's also some age. Some people are like, hey, I'm older, but I totally agree. Well, I'm in my 30s, so I can say it. And, you know, it's not an old versus young thing. Like, we all need to, as this texture writes, show some respect for others and even for yourself. Like, it's just basic decency. Well, the next story that I wanted to cover is this article from the New York Times. Two men, one identity, they both paid the price. That was the title of the article. And in this article, it's getting tons of traction right now because the New York Times did this expose on these two guys, both supposedly named Dan Cluver, who had this wild story and how, as the New York Times presents it, they're both victims. The story is that one Dan Cluver is basically just a blue-collar American from rural Minnesota who's lived in the same town his whole life. He works at the same factory his father did. He coaches baseball on the weekends. He teaches Sunday school. Never been arrested. Typical law-abiding citizen. The other Dan Cluver, well, his name's actually not Dan Cluver. He is an immigrant from Guatemala, and he had to purchase an identity, or that's what he claims, in order to operate in the U.S. And so, unfortunately, because he had to do this, because he had to, you just had to, he stole Dan Cluver's identity. Now, as they write this article, they try to make this illegal immigrant from Guatemala out to be a very sympathetic character. And there are moments, for sure, in this story where he sounds like a nice guy. He cooks for – he goes to this church and he cooks meals and he's involved in this church that he's at and he's got his family here. And it's like, oh, this is the tragedy of the system that is creating these victims, people that have to get their identity stolen and then people that have to steal identities. Well, as you dig more into the story, the reason it's kind of gone viral, the Guatemalan immigrant has actually been deported three times previously. He has had multiple arrests for DUIs here in the United States. He is a welfare recipient because of the children he's had here that are now anchor babies that allow him to get all of this this welfare. And he also, we talked about this in the first segment. A lot of times the drivers that are illegal immigrants, they are either uninsured or they're driving vehicles that really should not be on the road. Well, as was the case here, driving a vehicle that had major problems, which I guess were known, and something malfunctioned as he was driving down the road, and he ran off the road into a 68-year-old grandfather and his granddaughter as he was pushing her on a tricycle and killed the grandfather. It was an accident. I mean, he didn't mean to, but it was the reality of just what happened. So that's the story of this immigrant Dan Cluver, who's not actually Dan Cluver, who stole Dan Cluver, the guy from Minnesota, his identity. The guy from Minnesota, he got all these letters from the IRS, had to pay thousands of dollars, and it took a long time to figure this out. He was like, they're telling you all this money, and he didn't know what was going on. And he didn't realize until he got the arrest record from the accident that he discovered this tragedy. And the most galling part of this story is that this gentleman's church, this Guatemalan immigrant who stole the identity, who did the DUIs, who did the accident, three deportations, all of it, the church harbored him. The church would send text groups in this group with people that are involved at their church to alert people, hey, don't go to Walmart today. There's ICE activity. Don't go to this part of town. There's ICE activity. And they actually showed up. The pastor, who was the lady, shows up at the thing and testifies that they're going to do everything they can. They're going to pay for all the legal expenses because they just got to do everything they can to help keep this gentleman here and making the argument of how tragic our immigration laws are that simply tell you to come here legally, don't break the law, don't do things that are going to harm other people. It's a shocking story. It's a sad story. And the reality is it's a sad state of affairs because we have allowed people to break the law for so long, immigration, by not enforcing it, creating a culture, even in our churches. There's churches out here blatantly encouraging breaking federal law, instead of the biblical approach, which is actually very clearly in Romans, that you follow the law. It's a quite a shock to me. I'll put it up on my Twitter. Go read it. You'll be quite surprised. My Twitter is at Rep. Adam Morgan. Read the full details. And as I told you, coming up next, we're going to hear a shocking political views, the shocking political views of Nailen Haley. I just want you to think, what do you think Nikki Haley's son, where his politics will be? And we'll see if you're right. Coming back, this is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius, News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas. The rise of the young right is inevitable. We will correct the mistakes of previous generations and save America. If the only thing you want to conserve is the GDP, then you are not a conservative. Why Nikki Haley's son went radical. That's the article's title, and it has a picture of Nailen Haley, who is Nikki's son, who I know he's 20-something. I should have looked that up before, 20, maybe 4 or something like that, 23. And he kind of is looking off, and it's like colored red, and he, you know, phrasing him as maybe an angry Gen Zer who's just really gone astray. And there's all these articles about why he's breaking rank and, you know, trying to show this, like, what this tragedy of what's going on. And in this article, Nailen Haley retweeted the article that said why Nikki Haley's son went radical. His generation inherited insecurity. That's the name of the article. He tweeted and said, "In my first ever interview, I was called angry. And it's because I am. I'm angry at the state of our country, and I'm angry that I don't feel represented by any of our leaders. In this, I voice the frustrations of myself and all Gen Z conservatives who feel voiceless." And the text I read at the beginning about the rise of the young right being inevitable and about if the only thing you're trying to conserve is the GDP, then you're not a conservative. Those are all from Haley, Haley's son, from Nailen. So this is much is being made of this because he's saying things that a lot of elected Republicans would not touch. The days of the nice country club Republicans where, you know, you never really fight on anything that would be considered controversial. Those are the politics of yesteryear, and he's kind of this younger Gen Z coming up. And there's a lot of talk right now from some people on the right, let's say the conservative right, who are saying, hey, the kids are all right. Gen Z came out in a big way and voted for Trump, and especially these young men are rapidly conservative. It's like the 80s are back in some ways. And then others are saying, oh, this is terrible. They're radicalized. What's going on? So I wanted to play for you the clip. Nailen Haley went on Tucker Carlson to talk about some of his views. Now, you kind of remember, and I know you all know this because we all know Nikki. And all of us, I'm sure, everyone listening has strong opinions on Nikki one way or the other. And I'm sure there's a large cohort listening who would say, like, wait, Nikki Haley's son is super conservative? Like, wait, what? Not just conservative, but like I said, willing to take on some interesting issues. So he goes on Tucker Carlson to talk about some of these views that he regularly just throws on Twitter and sets people's hair on fire. And here's what he had to say on Tucker.
And there's so many different aspects to immigration that it's not just the migration part of it, but a lot of other things that are just out of control.
Like what?
So naturalized citizens should not be able to hold public office. Growing up here is a big part of understanding the country. We need to stop and limit the amount of foreign students that are coming into our universities. Some of them are spies, by the way, for foreign governments. But it's also just we should put our kids first.
Yes.
And we should also not allow dual citizenship because that's the stupidest idea. You're either American or you're not. And everyone wants to make it so complicated. That's the thing that I don't like about the past generation is they're always about the rules, the process, and regulation. No, it's really simple. You're just America first. People should have their loyalty to America first. And if they can't do that, then this ain't the country for you.
Okay, so already, I mean, starting off with prohibit naturalized citizens from holding office. He's talking at all level. By the way, now some of you are like, okay, like this is a young kid. Who cares? I mean, I get that he's a Nikki Haley's son. Like we're talking about a Nepo baby, whatever you might be thinking right now. Trump yesterday put out a Truth Social. He's backing this up and saying, actually, I mean, look at what's going on with Ilhan Omar and all these anti-American folks who are naturalized citizens who, guess what? They're publicly saying their allegiance is to Somalia first. I mean, there was a time in American history, if we go back to history and think, well, why do we have naturalized citizens? It kind of makes sense because there were tons of immigrants, and you like pretty much everybody or a lot of people or their parents or grandparents were immigrants. And so it kind of made sense that, oh, you wouldn't prohibit anyone that's naturalized from holding office. But maybe we are at a day when this should be seriously considered for people at all levels. I mean, like you said, it's a shared culture. Well, he goes on further.
That's totally right. What about serving in a foreign military?
Oh, gosh, no, forget it.
And if you're coming on, this is Nalen Haley, Nikki Haley's son, in an interview with Tucker Carlson. And as I mentioned, this article came out. Everyone's shocked, especially, well, I think everybody is shocked at how radically conservative he is. By the way, on the text line, all of you guessed wrong. You're all like, oh, he's liberal. Ah, he's flaming liberal. Haley's son's flaming liberal. What? No, let's keep listening.
You can't do that.
Of course not, right?
It's ridiculous. That idea alone is just insane.
Yeah.
Dual citizenship's already bad enough, but to serve in another country's military is disqualifying, really.
Of course. I mean, it's hard to believe it's even a conversation. What about language? Do you worry that, you know, countries are united by the language, and language is inseparable from culture. Language is culture in a lot of ways, but this doesn't seem like an English-speaking country anymore.
Yeah, especially when you go to places like Minneapolis, Miami, New York, which I lived there for a little bit. And yeah, I want to be able to understand everybody. I just do. It's my country. I don't think I should have to speak another language in my own country. I don't think anyone wants that. I don't think it's good for us. Not saying that you can't know another language. I think it's great to know another language.
That's good.
But to have anything other than English as a primary language in this country, not acceptable.
Now remember, this is Nalen Haley, whose grandparents immigrated here from India. And that's part of what all these people are jumping on. Like, how dare you say this? Your grandparents were immigrants. And I gotta say, I agree. I'm agreeing with a lot of what he's saying. And I'm happy to see Gen Zers like talking about this stuff. It's common sense. I mean, go read what Teddy Roosevelt wrote about this. Go read what numerous presidents and thought leaders in American history had to say. Immigrants must assimilate. Calvin Coolidge and the whole, you know, we need to temporarily pause the mass immigration because it's fundamentally altering our system. We have all these people coming in here who think we need to change economic systems and change our fundamental cultural values. We don't. We are the shining city on the hill because of our culture, because of our economic system, because of the Judeo-Christian society that we've created. So I'm happy to see it. And I, like I said, it's just it's pretty great that it's Nikki Haley's son. So there's more to the clip. I shared it on my ex at Rep Adam Morgan. Go check it out. And like I said, I think the kids are all right. I mean, every generation's got some problems, but you got to love to see it. Up next, some unfortunate news about a DEI scandal right here close to home. How are our tax dollars being used? We'll talk about that when we get back. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius, News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas. Welcome back. Well, you know, I am being derelict in my duty. There's a lot of text coming in, which is great. That means that you're interacting, you're interested in what we're talking about, but I need to read some because it just you're taking the time to do it, so I got to read some. This one I missed earlier. It's so funny. If you missed the segment where we talked about the Trump administration telling everyone to, hey, on this, the busiest travel day, one of the busiest travel days of the year, maybe don't wear pajamas and slippers to the airport. Let's just show some respect. Let's all just try to elevate just a little bit more in how we conduct ourselves in public. One texter wrote, great, now all the Democrats and leftists are going to dress like slobs and stop washing their feet because Trump administration said it was a good idea, which, I mean, you know, that's a good point. Maybe we shouldn't be pushing that out. It may actually be counterproductive. A lot of you saying, I am so glad I've never been happier to be wrong about Nalen Haley. And that's honestly what I thought. I saw this, him coming up on my news feed, and I was like, oh, okay, what's he going to say? And then very pleasantly surprised with Gen Z and with his I mean, hey, you know what? Maybe we'll see another Haley in politics, and maybe he'll be sounds like he'd be a Freedom Caucus member. So that would be quite the whiplash for some people. Let's see, more people just saying we've got the problems right here in Greenville that Charlotte's got. It's time for us to time for us to deal with. Maybe it's time for Greenville Web, like Charlotte's Web. Yeah, not a bad point at all. Also, somebody asked. We talked about the voting. Who requires voter IDs in other countries. Somebody said, did you see that? I looked it up because that's a good point. I mean, it's just every Western or industrialized country on earth, pretty much. I mean, Iceland, New Zealand, Denmark, Finland, Austria, Australia, South Korea, Costa Rica, Cyprus, Taiwan, Chile, Bulgaria, and on and on and on and on. Every country you can think of requires voter ID. But guess what country doesn't? The United States of America. Pass the SAVE Act. Senate, please pass the SAVE Act. If you haven't contacted your representative, tell him to do that. There's no reason the Senate shouldn't have forced that through already. It needs to be done and needs to be done right now. So don't go anywhere. We have a surprising update on Scout Motors, your $1.3 billion taxpayer-funded handout that you paid. How's it going? Did it go south for those electric vehicles? This one may make your blood boil. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius on News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.